KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police in KZN are failing to collect rape kits from health facilities. That's what the Provincial Health Department revealed to the Commission for Gender Equality yesterday. The Commission's held hearings in Durban this week regarding several departments' handling of gender-based violence cases. KZN Health's Dr. Segi Naidu says they end up destroying specimens that have not been collected for analysis. He says this is a result. As a result, perpetrators of sexual assault go free.
We would collect the evidence. Nobody bothers to come and collect these kits. SAPS will tell us you can go to any police station and report. You don't have to go to the police station where the rape happened. But yet, we do that, and this is what we're faced with. We're faced with kits that just accumulate and accumulate. And then I've drawn up a protocol where we have to destroy kits because we have to get a register. We cannot, we don't have space to keep these kits.
The department says it manages at least 12,000 cases of sexual offences annually, with Inanda and Umlazi topping the list. A ward councillor is urging the water department in eThekwini to ramp up its maintenance capacity for critical infrastructure to prevent future disasters. It's after an aqueduct burst on the M19, destroying at least 50 homes in Reservoir Hills last week. The councillor, Alicia Kisoon, says the damage of this nature ends up costing millions.
This disaster has exposed severe gaps in our city's infrastructure maintenance and planning, with nearly 50 homes in informal settlements destroyed, displacing 130 residents and damage to roads and riverbanks. The financial strain is enormous, with the loss of thousands of kiloliters of water and rising repair costs, costs that will ultimately impact ratepayers. There has to be urgent action to repair the damage and support the affected families and ensure the safety and dignity of our vulnerable communities.
And abroad, a judge has decided not to fine Elon Musk for failing to turn up to give court-ordered testimony in an investigation into his takeover of Twitter, now X. The US Securities and Exchange Commission had wanted the world's richest man to face sanctions. He paid more than 770 billion rands for the social platform, with authorities looking into aspects of the deal. And on the weather front in KZN, there's partly cloudy conditions with the possibility of showers this afternoon. Durban's reaching a high of 27 degrees, Newcastle 33, Ladysmith and Richards Bay 31, Ulundi 29, Pietermaritzburg and Moy River 26, and 25 for Margate, Kokstad and Underberg. In Durban, there's 2 meter swells at sea this morning with sunset at 24 to 7. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.